Ireland's Classic Hits. It is something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara and our parenting expert, Laura Erskine, is back this week. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
We're talking about this baby boom, but it's certainly happening in terms of older mums as well, because in the last few weeks, I know Christine Lampard, the wife of Frank Lampard, the footballer, had her second baby at the age of 42. And then in the last week or so, Kelly Bright, who plays Linda Carter in EastEnders, and then she is expecting again. She's 44. And Alex Jones, who presents The One Show on the BBC, is also expecting again, and she's 44. And I know Alex only started having children over the age of 40, and her second baby was born when she was 42. So older mums are definitely a thing at the moment, Laura.
They certainly are, and I'm one of them, Trina. So I had two children in my early 30s and then waited until I was almost 41 to have my latest baby.
Yeah.
So yes, older mums are definitely more of a thing right now, and we're not afraid to be an older mum anymore. And I think that's just because there's so many advances medically that allow us to be an older mum, so we can be definitely a healthier older mum. I know that the term geriatric pregnancy is one that is given to women who are aged 34 or older when they're having their baby. So when you think about that, I mean, I know that we're primed to have our children when we're younger, but my goodness, we haven't experienced life, nor are we financially stable to be able to bring a child into the world. That's definitely something that was for yesteryear rather than today's world.
So Laura, were you 41 getting pregnant or 41 when you gave birth?
41 when I gave birth.
Okay.
So, and then 40 when I was pregnant. My idea was that I would have one more child, but that I wanted to celebrate my 40th birthday in style. So that meant drinking some champagne. And then soon afterwards, I was pregnant and then able to introduce baby number three and the last baby at age 41.
Yeah.
But my goodness, I definitely noticed the difference, because I had my first child at age 31. So that's a decade in the difference. And while I'm definitely more financially secure at age 41, there has been some aspects of parenting that I've found tougher. The pregnancy in particular was an awful lot harder going, just because you're more tired, because your body is older. And also when you're dealing with sleepless nights and babies who won't settle, that definitely takes its toll on you a little bit more as an older mom than a younger mom. I mean, you just have to think about how you cope with a hangover when you're younger, and you can manage to spring out of bed, and it gets so much harder when you're older. Well, it's the same kind of thing when it comes to babies, in that you just haven't got the same pep in your step.
Yeah.
So it takes a little bit longer to recover.
There's a lot of mums as well that are doing it for the first time, but then we're seeing, you know, as I mentioned, those celebs, they're onto baby number three, some of them, and they're leaving quite a gap in between having maybe their second baby and their third. Is it a case that, you know, when women are in their 40s, they're thinking, God, the menopause isn't too far away. If I'm going to do it, I need to do it now?
For sure. I believe that the idea of the ticking clock is definitely something that weighs heavily on a mum's mind. It's the idea that you can't, that you want what you can't have, and that the decision or the choice to have a baby is being taken away from you, or will be less safe to do so in terms of potential complications with your pregnancy. So this is something that tends to encourage parents to give it one last go and to add to their brood when they're approaching or in their 40s. Another reason can be that you've got some secondary infertility issues. It may have found it easy to get pregnant on your first, and then found it much more difficult to get pregnant on your second, which is something that is less talked about than first-time parents' fertility struggles. Yeah. And I think that people are generally prioritizing their career first when it comes to their family life. So they're establishing themselves. They figure women now are really sort of climbing the corporate ladder. There's less of that glass ceiling. So they're studying longer when it comes to, you know, third level education. They then feel that they need to give their career a proper go before they start considering having a family or even a long-term relationship. And so as a result, then it's really when you're in your early to mid 30s that you start looking at settling down and then thinking about having your family. Your eggs have been getting older, unlike men, whose sperm reproduces every 90 days with a fresh batch. So it does become much more difficult to get pregnant the older you get. And I think that's why lots of the big tech giants like LinkedIn and Google, Facebook, were actually even paying for women to freeze their eggs if they were deciding to prioritise their career over family.
I saw as well with Alex Jones from The One Show, you know, she had the first baby at 40, the second at 42. The third one now that she's expecting is a surprise baby. Yet with Kelly Bright, who's Linda Carter from EastEnders, she's also 44. They needed a bit of help with baby number three. They had some IVF. Is there restrictions when it comes to that? I mean, will they say if you're 44, they won't do IVF, or is there a cut-off point? Do you know, Laura?
From talking to fertility experts over the years, certainly any private fertility clinic will do IVF with you when you are an older mom in your 40s. They don't like to do it after the age of 45, just because your chances of success are so much less. And that's when they're using the eggs that are taken at that time. However, they will consider IVF with eggs that have been frozen much earlier in your fertility journey, and they will implant those later on in life. So they'll go beyond the 45 age at that point.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have to consider there might be donor eggs involved, and that's something else that can be explored. But I do know some parents have decided that because they haven't received a very welcoming from fertility, you know, doctors here in Ireland, that they have gone abroad for their fertility treatment when they were an older mother. And Spain seems to be a very popular choice, Czechoslovakia as well, and some of the eastern countries where they can get help as an older parent who wants to conceive.
Yeah. Now, obviously, it's lovely to think, yeah, I'm just going to have another baby, maybe a third or fourth baby, even in your 40s. There are risks, though, involved when you're a little bit older, aren't there?
There certainly are. The risk of having a baby with a chromosomal disorder is something that is, you know, much higher when you are over 40, and the most common one being a Down syndrome baby. Now, that's something that people might be very happy to do. So we all know Down syndrome children, and they live very happy and full lives. But it is a risk that some people don't want to take. And indeed, there can also be tests done at a very early stage of pregnancy now, as early as 11 weeks, to test for chromosomal disorders. Indeed, if you're also getting IVF, you can make sure that your eggs go through a full chromosomal check and health check before they're implanted in you, if you're going that route as an older parent. But there are also some benefits, health benefits, to having a baby older. As you pointed out, Trina, the menopause will start later. That's a welcome nod. Particularly mums who are breastfeeding their babies, they'll have much better chances of reducing their chance of cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, later in life. They'll also reduce their risk of getting type 2 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, cardiovascular disease, even high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So all of those benefits from breastfeeding as an older mom is something to be considered. And then we're generally much more healthier than ever before in our 40s. Medical advancements, we're taking care of ourselves better, we've stopped all of that binge drinking, we know how to eat healthily, and they all benefit an older person in their pregnancy.
You're certainly selling it, Laura, to people to just go and do it. What was the reaction when you told friends and family that you were going to have your next baby at the age of 41? How do they react?
You know, it's funny. There was a lot, there was some surprise from the older generation, particularly my parents, who were sort of going, are you really sure? Are you a bit mad? Do you really want to go back there? And is it safe? I guess they were harboring, you know, that generational view that it's not safe to have a baby in their 40s. I suppose that's something that they're going to carry from their own experience. But obviously, medical advancements are better and we're much healthier now than before. And actually, we live longer as well. But from my own friends, I think they were delighted for me to actually and to benefit from holding my baby, but without having to keep it. It was that idea that it would make them feel young again, that they would get almost get their own baby fix through my baby, but they wouldn't have to cope with the sleepless nights. And there is something about a baby making you feel young again. And it's something that is a really lovely experience as an older mom, because, you know, you've learned to trust your instincts. You're a much more relaxed mother. You put less pressure on your children and yourselves, and you're much less likely to sweat over the small things. So being an older mother is definitely something where it's a more enjoyable and less frazzled experience, I've certainly found. And something that I would recommend to people who are thinking, am I too old? There's also studies actually in Europe that have shown that mums who are older mothers, that their children, they stay in education longer, they've less emotional difficulties because their parents are so much more emotionally stable and together as an older parent than as a younger parent. So there are lots of benefits, certainly, for having a child in your older years. And I suppose you're going to look after yourself, and you're going to be a much more grateful mom that you've been lucky enough to be able to bring a baby into the world as an older parent. So that's something for your gratitude journal too.
And I guess in the next 5 years, your older child can do a lot of babysitting for you too. You'll get a bit of a life back then.
Well, there is a 10-year age gap. No, I did, that's exactly it. I mean, that is definitely the theory. We do have help because we've got older children. I also recently brought a puppy into the house, a COVID puppy last October. So I now have a fur baby too, who is now Laura. 6 months old. And so that, along with the 2-year-old, the 9-year-old and the 11-year-old, I kind of wonder whether I was wise to bring the last baby into the house, being the fur baby.
Your fur baby is going to be with you for the next 15 years, Laura. So there you go.
That is exactly. The idea is that the fur baby will grow up with the toddler and they'll be the best of friends. But the promises from the 9-year-old and the 11-year-old of walking the fur baby before school started and twice a day before we got the fur baby have dissipated quite rapidly. So I'm left being mom to the fur baby. So that's a word of warning for anyone who's deciding to bring a fur baby into the house instead of a real baby. It's definitely that you've got your work cut out to you. Back to toilet training and sleepless nights too.
It's kind of good practice though. That's what we had to do before we had a child. We got the dog and then we learned how to do all that kind of stuff. I think a lot of couples do that. They get the dog first before they start their family, and then you really realise who picks up the poo, who brings the dog for the walk, who does the feed. See, Laura, you did it the wrong way around.
Exactly. You're right. I did do it the wrong way around. But I've also got the benefit of having a blended family. So I have 2 children from my ex-partner, and then I'm engaged to be married, which has been postponed because of COVID, with my new partner. And so we have a lovely baby. So I've got to actually see my new baby through a first-time dad's eyes, which is a really lovely experience. And he's very hands-on, which definitely helps too.
Oh, gorgeous. Well, hopefully, Laura, you'll get to tie the knot sooner rather than later. We'll have to catch up with you about that another day. Thanks so much for that advice. So there you go. Thumbs up for older mums today. Laura Erskine, parenting expert. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.